This is Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. Anyone who has lived in Michigan for more than a year or two is pretty well acquainted with the storms of November. One fabled example, the Edmund Fitzgerald sank in a fierce storm November 10th, 1975. As Gordon Lightfoot wrote in his song about the Fitzgerald, that good ship and true was a bone to be chewed when the gales of November came early. What is with these powerful winds and storms that come as we move from October into November? Well, let's check with MLive and FarmerWeather.com meteorologist Mark Torregrossa. Mark, what is the deal with those gales of November?
Well, the gales of November are pretty much a Great Lakes type thing, and it's a couple of things, actually. First off, our storm systems in the northern part of the U.S. are getting stronger at this time of the year. The storm track through the summer has moved up into Canada, and now it's swinging back toward the south. So inherently, we have stronger storm systems, but these storms love the energy of the water of the Great Lakes. And when you've got cold temperatures, 30s and 40s and even 20s around the Great Lakes, and then you've got a body of water, several bodies of water sitting there with temperatures in the 50s, those storms are just attracted to it. It's energy, and it makes them really intensify.
And are there areas around Michigan that tend to get this more than others?
It's a pretty widespread phenomenon, but it depends on the temperatures of the lakes and where the storm wants to travel. Mm. For example, 5 years ago on October 26, 2010, that storm was attracted to the west end of Lake Superior, and it did what we call bombed out. And there's actually a meteorological term, that's tough for me to say, called bomb cyclogenesis. And that is when a storm drops a certain rate, an intense rate, in a 24-hour period. And so that storm hit the western end of Lake Superior, bombed out, and turned into what looks to be the lowest low pressure ever recorded in the lower 48 United States on a storm system. So western Lake Superior, southern Lake Michigan, Lake Huron is a very common one where the storm will get attracted to Lake Huron, and then in come the strong west-northwest winds that hit Michigan 50, 60, 70 miles an hour.
Hmm. You know, for those of us who hear that term all the time, but we never took any meteorology classes, when we talk about rapid deepening of a low-pressure system, what does that really mean?
If you could look at the atmosphere in three dimensions, you hear us say things like low-pressure trough. If you could look at the atmosphere in three dimensions and kind of turn the sky into like a psychedelic type 70s thing, a low pressure trough or a storm system would look like a valley. And what happens is the atmosphere wants to fill in that valley of air. So the air rushes from outside that valley to try and fill in the low pressure system. Well, the deeper a low pressure system gets, the steeper the sides of that valley are, and the quicker and faster that air rushes in. So the storm is deepening. And I mean, I guess the best analogy I could give to you is put water in your bathtub and then take the plug out. And eventually you'll see this circulation developing where that water is exiting. And it's kind of similar to what a storm system does here in the Great Lakes.
Now, what do you think we're going to see this year, Mark?
Well, if we look at the factors that make these November gales, how strong are the storm systems? First off, they're fairly strong. The second factor, how warm are the Great Lakes? Right now, they're running about normal on the surface temperature. Most of the surface of the Great Lakes has temperatures in the 50s. That's fairly warm, but not extremely warm. So that factor weighs in on the November gales. But then the third factor, where's the cold air? How cold is the air that's coming toward us? The cold air really isn't there just yet. So I think we're looking at a lesser chance of the big November gales of this winter, of this November, compared to last November. We had a big one around Halloween. We had another big windstorm a week later. Why? The water was fairly warm. The storms were strong. And the cold air. You remember November last year.
Yeah.
We had more winter in November than we had most of the rest of the winter. All three factors were there. But this year, without the cold air being there, I think it could be somewhat subdued.
MLive and FarmerWeather.com meteorologist Mark Torregrossa. Always great getting a weather lesson from you, Mark.
Sounds great.
Thanks so much.
The wind and the wires made a tattletale sound, and the wave broke over the railing. And every man knew, as the captain did too, 'twas the witch of North.